White. Greenbush, Michigan, February 11th, 1868. Dear Son Edson, I have an opportunity to send this to the St. John's Post Office, and I improve the moments to write a few lines in just 10 minutes while Brother Levy is waiting. My health is better than it was a few days since. We received your letter before leaving Greenville. Write as often as you can. We had a large hall, well filled with people last Sabbath and first day. I spoke to the people twice, Sabbath and Sunday afternoon. We hope to see good results from this meeting. Our work in Alma is not yet done. We return to our labors there in 3 weeks from last Sabbath. They need much done for them in that place. They have not informed themselves, and the result is they are far behind. Monday we visited Sister Jeffrey, found her sick upon her back. I entreated her just as soon as she was able to have them take her to the Health Institute. I expect she will come. We came here last evening, found Sister Levy sick. The people fail to come right up to the mark upon eating and drinking, but more especially upon working. People worry and work and gratify the taste and eat pepper, spice, and meat, and then are sick. Oh dear, what will move them to act out the truths they have heard? Edson, be of good courage. Live for God. Be determined to be a thorough Christian, thoroughly converted to the truths. Give yourself unreservedly to God. I felt sad to read about the sleigh ride. There have been so many such incidents in your experience, and how could a sleigh ride cost you 70 cents? Do tell me. Did you settle the entire cost? Keep out of sleigh rides. I think you have variety enough without them. If not, if you want exercise to increase physical strength, apportion to yourself wood to split every day. Work 10 minutes each day or half an hour on the woodpile. Let industry characterize all your acts. You are so given to love pleasure that you are seduced away from your duty and in this way violate your own conscience. Be true to yourself. Be true to your God. Be true to your parents. Watch and pray always, lest ye enter into temptation. I felt sad to learn that Ella had a tumor which will make her a terrible sufferer for life. Poor Ella. Must she drink of affliction's cup? Must she be a lifelong sufferer? This should cause you to have deep sympathy for Ella. Let your influence over her be for good, which shall lead her near to God instead of farther from God. May the Lord establish, strengthen, settle you. Goodbye, your mother.